This episode of the OrthoBullets podcast will go over the topic of nodular fasciitis from the pathology section on orthobullets.com. Let's start this episode with a quick summary. Nodular fasciitis is a common fibrous soft tissue lesion that usually occurs in the upper extremities of young people. Diagnosis is made with MRI studies showing a deep-seated inhomogeneous mass with nodularity along the fascial planes. Biopsy shows short, irregular bundles and fascicles in a dense reticulum network. Treatment is usually marginal surgical resection. Now, let's get into the episode. With respect to epidemiology, as far as incidence, nodular fasciitis is the most common fibrous soft tissue lesion, and half of cases occur in the upper extremities. In terms of demographics, males and females are equally affected, and as far as anatomic location, these lesions are typically found in the volar forearm, back, chest wall, head, and neck. Moving on to presentation, as far as symptoms, nodular fasciitis may be painless or painful, however, it's painful in half of patients. Patients will often present with a rapidly enlarging mass over 1 to 2 weeks, and lesions are typically 1 to 2 centimeters in size. Moving on to imaging, radiographs are usually normal. An MRI in the setting of nodular fasciitis will show a deep-seated inhomogeneous mass, nodularity with extension along the fascial planes, avid enhancement with gadolinium, and most commonly is superficial but can occur intramuscularly or along the superficial plane. Moving on to histology, the classic characteristics of nodular fasciitis include short irregular bundles and fascicles, a dense reticulum network, and small amounts of mature collagen. Treatment of nodular fasciitis is always operative and involves marginal resection. The differential diagnosis for nodular fasciitis includes periosteal chondroma, soft tissue neurolymoma, epidermal inclusion cyst, and glomus tumor, which are all treated with marginal excision. Okay, so now that we've gone over the major points about this topic, let's go over one quick question to apply the information and get a sense of how this topic might be tested. A 40-year-old man reports an enlarging soft tissue mass in his right shoulder. An MRI scan shows a deep-seated inhomogeneous mass that has nodularity with extension along the fascial planes and avid enhancement with gadolinium. Biopsy reveals short, irregular bundles and fascicles, a dense reticulum network, and a small amount of mature collagen on histology. What is the most likely diagnosis? And the choices are 1. Nodular fasciitis, 2. Fibrosarcoma, 3. Intramuscular hemangioma, 4. Schwannoma, and 5. Rhabdomyoma. The correct answer to this question is 1. Nodular fasciitis. So if you have good situational awareness and know that we're going over questions about nodular fasciitis, you should have gotten this question correct. But to quickly review, nodular fasciitis is a pseudosarcomatous self-limiting reactive process composed of fibroblasts and myofibroblasts. Most patients give a history of a rapidly growing mass that has been present for only a few weeks. Many have pain associated with the mass and can recall a specific traumatic event predating the presence of the lesion. It can occur at any age but is most commonly seen in adults who are 20 to 40 years of age. Histologically, the lesion is composed of predominantly plump, immature-appearing fibroblasts that bear a close resemblance to the fibroblasts found in granulation tissue. Characteristically, the fibroblasts are arranged in short, irregular bundles and fascicles and are adjacent to collagen and reticulin. The lesions can appear to be more myxoid or more fibrotic in nature, and this correlates to the duration of symptoms. The lesions with a short duration of symptoms have a more myxoid appearance in contrast to those of longer duration characterized by hyaline fibrosis. That's all for this review about nodular fasciitis. Hopefully that was helpful. This is the OrthoBullets podcast, a daily audio review session by OrthoBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for orthopedic surgery education. Keep in mind that these podcasts are designed to go along with the topics on orthobullets.com, and in fact, you can listen to these episodes right on the OrthoBullets website or mobile app while going through the topic. If you've gotten any value from the OrthoBullets podcast so far, please consider leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Also, if you aren't already, be sure to follow OrthoBullets on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for daily high-yield content. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow right here on the OrthoBullets podcast.